This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's about 8.07 and it's almost Friday. We're getting there, you guys. It's supposed to be a lot. Oh, yes, it is, Morgan. Thank you. Seventh highest grossing actor of all time. Morgan Freeman, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, this is an opportunity for you to see three flashes, blasts from your past.
Saturday night. I do know this song. You know this?
Yeah. And Father.
High and dry. Oh. What'd you do that for?
She told me
to. I did. I wrapped it up. I wanted to get to the next one. September 21st at AT&T Park, all three bands are playing together. Journey and Def Leppard with Foreigner. September 21st, AT&T Park. Want tickets? Call us right now. 800-400-3697. Caller number 9 instantly wins tickets to see Journey, Def Leppard, and Foreigner. Stop me. The best of me. It's going to be quite the show. And on a Friday night, too. Go crazy. Go crazy. Go crazy. Call us right now. Get yourself some tickets. Speaking of tickets... Oh, go crazy.
Go crazy. Go crazy.
Go crazy. Go crazy. Go crazy. Go crazy. And speaking of crazy as well, Scott Capurro has written to me to say that he does not know how old his husband is or when his birthday is. Turns out his birthday is today. Happy birthday, Edson. ? Years old. Congratulations on another mystery year. Maybe Edson's a spy and no one can know his true age.
Didn't Scott finally get to go to Edson's Brazil and meet the parents? And why didn't he just say at the dinner table, look, what's the deal with this guy? I'm
How
married
old is
to
he?
Him.
I don't think he tells them that he's married to him. I think the mother is not down.
We're good friends and I'd like to celebrate his birthday with him. When was he born? Tell me the truth, please. Is there a language barrier? Scott knows Portuguese.
I think it's BS anyway because... He must have a driver's license.
I'll bet you anything this is a Scott thing. He wants to have a little young thing.
Mm-hmm. And doesn't want to know.
His young thing is getting older, and he's like, oh, my God.
Right.
It doesn't sound hot to have a 45-year-old young thing.
And I would guess that he might even be older than that, because he was telling us when we first met Edson that Edson was 35. And I took one look at Edson and went, no, he's not.
Oh, really?
I thought he looked older than that.
Oh, my.
And I think he looks older than 45 now. So, sorry, Edson.
Well,
happy
he's been
birthday,
in the
though.
Gym. His body looks good. He looks
sure,
in shape.
Oh, absolutely.
He's trim.
He just looks like a mature man. He's very manly.
His face has had it, for sure. But
that was Vinny, not me, Edson. Don't listen to Vinny. He's mean.
Just kidding. Come on.
You look really old.
Take a joke. You're married to a comedian. You're friends with a... Wait. People
he can
here
be married
know.
Here, yes.
Okay,
here.
You're married to a comedian. Come on.
You know we're just kidding, of course. You look 20. You look absolutely young and fresh as a daisy.
Right.
So anyway, happy birthday to Edson. And he also said, Scott said that he's sold 5 tickets now for Sunday night in San Carlos. So everybody buy tickets to see Scott at the Devil's Brewing Company. That's what it is, right? Devil's?
Scott wants to teach you stuff.
Yes. Oh, he wants to learn you. Yes. It's educational.
Right.
You'll find out just how much you can take.
That's what you're paying for.
Right. Exactly. Oh, so not only is he playing in San Carlos on Sunday evening, Sunday day, he's part of the 38th Annual Comedy Day, which is happening in Golden Gate Park at Robin Williams Meadow, which used to be known as Sharon Meadow. It's right there on the east side. Oh, God, he's texting the hell out of me.
It's the Devil's Canyon Brewing
Devil's
Company.
Devil's Canyon Brewing Company.
In San Carlos.
Scott says, to answer our questions, Edson's family is still not aware. Also, Edson's passport says one thing and his mother says another. Tell Vinny everyone is younger than me. God, I hope Edson isn't hearing this. Those are the series of texts that he sent while we were
Aren't
talking.
They together? They live in the same
Maybe
house.
Maybe one of them went to the gym or something. Or doesn't Edson sit downstairs in the car?
Oh, in the garage.
It's like his office.
Right.
Mm.
Oh.
Yeah. So anyway, happy birthday, Edson, and everybody buy tickets for San Carlos on Sunday night. All right, let's begin with the cast of Dancing with the Stars. They have once again scraped the bottom of the barrel.
I asked you as we went to break, are we in? We made a post yesterday of you and I doing a waltz.
We're actually under the barrel.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. We did waltz yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, clearly we have moves.
Right.
I mean, people have seen us dancing on Fridays to the Friday montage. I mean, come on. This could be our next big thing. So here is the official 27th season cast. I'll just say the names and you yes or no me. You'll know a lot of these names, actually. There are some names. Nancy McKeon
is Facts of Life.
Yes. Joe from the Facts of Life. John Schneider.
Dukes of Hazzard.
He is Beau Duke, the blonde Duke.
Okay.
And he actually acts all the time. Like, he's actually a get for them, in my humble opinion. He's got a show on right now.
Yeah, he does. I think it's like on Lifetime or something.
DeMarcus Ware.
Oh. Well, he's a footballer, but what team is he on? Maybe he used to play.
Yeah, he's retired. It? He's a linebacker who played for the Cowboys and the Broncos. Mary Lou Retton.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how old Mary Lou is now. You got Mary Lou Retton? You know her?
Yeah, little blondie.
Wow.
But what's she known for?
Gymnast.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Former
She's
gold
50.
Medal win. Oh, really? She was so tiny. I wonder if she's still super tiny.
4'9". She is. She hasn't grown.
Former gold medal winner in the Olympics. Gymnast. Tinashe, or possibly Tinashe.
I never heard of it.
She's a pop R&B singer who had a hit with Schoolboy Q called Two On.
I love Schoolboy Q.
What's Two On?
I don't know.
Let me see if I know.
She's very pretty.
I have a couple of Schoolboy Q albums. And
yeah, see if
I like
she's
him.
She's 25.
Is she hot?
Yeah, she's very pretty.
She probably has some dance moves, too.
I'm a fan of Tinashe.
Or Tinashe.
Were they dating or anything? Were they an item?
I don't know. This is literally the first time I've ever heard of her.
I got Setbacks and Oxymoron. What's the song you said?
The number two on.
Not on that one.
Nikki Glaser.
Oh, who's that?
You know
Nope.
Her. Oh, you don't know who Nikki Glaser is?
No, I don't have the song were just talking about, Two On. Nikki Glaser, I don't know who Nikki Glaser is. Who's that?
Stand-up comedian and podcast host. But she's actually been everywhere lately. Ivana Lynch.
Nope.
Did you see any of the Harry Potter movies?
Yes.
She was Luna Lovegood.
Nope.
She was just a little girl at the
time. Okay.
Bobby Bones.
No.
He's the guy who's on The Voice. He's the second host to Carson Daly.
Oh, really?
He's the guy who's conducting a lot of I came in here and told you this. There's some other dude who's doing all these interviews.
Oh.
And apparently
they don't even mention that here. They say he hosts a popular syndicated country music radio show out of Nashville.
Yeah, it says here he's just an American radio personality.
Yeah, but is he doing the backup interviews on The Voice? See if
Why
he
wouldn't
is.
They put... Oh, because it's a different network, isn't it?
Oh.
The Voice is NBC.
NBC. Maybe they specifically didn't list it. That's hilarious. Grocery store Joe Amabile.
Joe what?
Joe Amabile. Amabile. Amabile.
I don't know what that is.
He, and I don't know either, and I actually watched this show. The guy's name is Joe Amabile. He was on Becca's season of The Bachelorette, which I fell off of after two episodes. I don't know why they call him Grocery Store Joe. Frankly, I don't want to know, and I hope he's the first one off.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Someone my friend wrote me yesterday and said, did you guys talk about Bachelor in Paradise finale last night? This poor girl gets totally, spoiler alert.
Yeah, spoiler alert for Bachelor in Paradise.
This poor girl gets totally blindsided when her boyfriend dumps her on live TV. So painful. Great TV. Sadly, at the expense of others' emotions, though. So you don't watch that?
I don't watch it. I barely watch The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. I only do it because John loves them. And
everyone in the audience was speechless, including the host, Chris Harrison.
Oh, boy. The thing I saw about Bachelor in Paradise this week is this chick, Amanda, who was a contestant on a Bachelor season. She's very pretty, this Amanda chick, but she's hooked up with like 50 dudes on Bachelor in Paradise. And she just got arrested for like domestic violence. Like, I guess the cop was there at the place when they were having the fight, and then she shoved her boyfriend, and they were like, that's it. You're coming with us.
Oh.
She's a tiny, beautiful little girl, but very upset. Juan Pablo de Pace.
De Pace.
Nope. He plays, he's on Fuller House, the new upstart of that. He plays Kimmy Gibbler's ex-husband, Fernando. Juan Pablo de Pace. De Pace.
Kimmy Gibbler.
I don't know how you would say that last name. Alexis Wren, you don't know her. She's a social media model. Danelle Umstead, who I don't know how this is going to work, but she's a three-time Paralympian in alpine skiing who's partially blind. And she's going to be one of the contestants. That'll be interesting to watch.
All right.
And Milo Mannheim, and he starred in a Disney Channel movie called Zombies. There is your cast of Dancing with the Stars, Dancing with the Stars. Woo!
Nobody that you mentioned turned that into a must-watch for me.
And not one person. Has there ever been... if Lindsay Lohan was on it, I would watch it. She should do it. Gary Busey. What did Gary Busey... was he in a motorcycle accident? Like, what happened to his face?
I think he was in a motorcycle
accident. It was a motorcycle
accident.
Thing? Yep. I'm looking at this picture and just, I mean, honestly, the right side of his face.
Yeah, he wasn't wearing a helmet.
Looks right. Yeah, that's
his
it.
His skull was fractured.
Is one of his eyes fake?
All it says is he suffered some brain damage.
I get him confused with Nick Nolte.
I was just going to say the same thing.
But,
so funny.
I believe he was, the thing that I know Nick Nolte from. The big role for him. You know it, Hooman?
What is it?
Beverly Hills Cop.
No, I was going to say Lethal. Is that Beverly Hills Cop or Lethal Weapon?
Let me check. You could be right.
I thought it was Lethal Weapon that he plays the bad guy in.
48 Hours.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think, is that an Eddie Murphy one?
Yeah, he was in Lethal Weapon.
And that's what
Weapon.
You have it confused with,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, I do have it confused with that.
Yeah, so Gary Busey is not Nick Nolte. But Gary Busey, the last I really saw him was he was on like the Celebrity Apprentice like years ago.
Right,
and he
but
was great.
Wait, Nick Nolte is the one in 48 Hours. Gary Busey is the one in Lethal Weapon.
Let me double check.
Okay.
Oh, I thought you just said Nick Nolte was in Lethal Weapon.
I said Nick Nolte's in 48 Hours, but I guess.
Right, we're getting confused. No, I'm getting confused.
We're actually
Gary
not
Busey
talking about Nick Nolte.
Right.
We can just
break.
Like leave him alone.
See Point Break.
Yes. So Gary Busey has a book coming out.
Okay.
Buseyisms. Gary Busey's Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth. And
okay.
So he sat down with some people from TMZ or, you know, did a Skype thing. I don't know how it's set up. And he's just Gary Busey the whole time. Like, he's bananas. Here's a shot of him, a still from the video. And he talks about all manner of things. But look at how in the picture, it's the left side of his face. It looks sort of normal. And then there's, like, the right side is like, oh, my God, what's happening? Like he's got a fake eye.
Well, yeah, something's going on there. But, you know, if you crashed a motorcycle and landed on your head, you might look different,
and live.
Too.
Oh, my God. Of course you would.
Yeah. So the guy we're talking about, Gary Busey,
yes.
Was definitely in Lethal Weapon.
Okay.
And Predator. And his big movie, which I can't believe I didn't, the Buddy Holly story.
Yes. Yeah. I remember that.
That was his breakthrough huge role.
Yeah. That's right. Okay, here is some audio from him yesterday.
So this is after a few questions. They're wrapping the interview up here.
Okay.
This is towards the end.
Oh, we're
going
to
so
get
thinking.
To see it. Mm-hmm. All right, great.
All right.
Oh, so here he's holding up his Buseyisms. Oh, my God. That's funny. That's worth a look of your time today.
What
That's
the
fun.
Heck?
He's cracking himself up. Hey, guys, Joan Jett has a new song out. That's right. I just said Joan Jett has a new song out. She has
I
a bio.
I love her.
I love her, too. She's great. She has a movie called Bad Reputation coming out on September 28th. It's a biopic. She's been followed around for the past, like, I think for 5 years. She's been followed around by a film crew as they film this. And she wrote this song for the movie. It's called Fresh Start.
All right.
Okay. So there she is. In the movie, I guess they relive some of her early days and, you know, walk you through her whole career. And it features testimonials from Billy Joe Armstrong of Green Day, one of the guys from Blondie, her longtime manager, Iggy Pop, Pete Townsend, and many more.
Did anybody ever see the movie they made about, were they called The Runaways?
They were.
Her first band.
I want to say, was it called just The Runaways, or was it called Cherry Bomb or something? Or
that's it. It was called, their big hit song was Cherry Bomb.
Right.
I think it was called that. You saw it? You like it?
No, it's terrible.
Oh, it was?
Did you see it?
I didn't see it.
It's terrible, huh?
I don't remember seeing it.
How could you make a terrible movie about the first real punk rock female band?
Because I think that they, you know, they cast obviously all actresses, and I want to say someone was telling me that just it was too over the top. Like they were all just like playing caricatures of these people who were just kind of like, you know, cool musician types.
Yeah, it's Kristen Stewart, Dakota Fanning, Riley Keough,
Riley Keough,
Michael Shannon is in it,
and it flopped.
Well, I mean, I didn't like it, but, you know, it came out in 2010. I can barely remember it.
We would like it.
It's like Live by Night. Do you see Live by Night?
Everyone wants to talk about Batman.
Well,
it's at the level of Live by Night. You know how much I think about Live by Night?
You don't think about that all the time?
Well, no.
Why don't you ever ask me about that?
Right.
Black Eyed Peas have a new song out today. This is their first single in 10 years without Fergie.
Do they have a new female?
They do not.
No, they do not.
New album.
Now, I think what I read was they were saying, we were around before Fergie and we're fine without her.
Oh, it's just the three of them now.
I'm sure they will be. So it looks like Masters of the Sun is their new album. It comes out on October 12th. And this song is called Big Love. Here we go. Well, I don't love it, but I like it better than everything in the top 10 right now, so hopefully it'll be a smash hit.
Let's hear the rest of the top.
No. Danielle, don't! Danielle Bregoli.
No.
Oh, my God. the Cash Me Outside girl.
Bad
what
baby.
What does that mean? Bad baby?
Bad baby.
Listen, guys, she's on the cover of Billboard magazine.
Oh, no.
And she just got nominated for a Billboard Award for Top Female Rapper alongside Nicki Minaj and Cardi B. So she's, let's see, hi, bish, which I'm sure she just says bitch, but hi, bish. It's amassed 119 million views on YouTube alone.
Yeah, the kids want to watch it.
Three of her tracks have been hi, bish. She's the youngest female rapper of all time at 14 to chart on the Billboard Hot 100. Three of her tracks have made it on. And she has a tour with Lil Yachty starting in October. She is here to stay. There's the cover of... Which, I don't know, do people even buy Billboard or get Billboard magazine like in their hands anymore? Don't you just look at that stuff online? I don't know. Anyway, she's on it. Congratulations, Bahad Bahabi. What's coming up in the news,
Minnie? Look at her little list in her purse... overflowing with cash. It says gold Rolex. Check. You see that?
I couldn't read it. I couldn't actually read that. I looked at it real close. I'm like, well, I guess I have to put glasses on to read that.
Billboard cover.
Check. What's the one thing that isn't checked?
That's the Billboard cover.
Oh.
Which I think she's getting in that moment.
I get it. She's going to check it.
Right.
She's checking things off her list.
Good one.
Good for you, Bahad Bahabi.
Don't drink. Well, you got to be careful. Check the seal on the booze at the hotel mini bar. I'll tell you what people are up to. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Don't forget the big movies reviews is coming up at 9:15. Marcus Osborne and Rudy Ortiz are joining Hooman to review the Predator movie. And Hooman's going to review the White Boy Rick.
The Predator looks so terrible.
Oh.
I mean, I hope it's good, but it looks terrible.
It, you know, maybe it'll be exactly what you want. It's just like it's a sci-fi horror. Like maybe it's just, you know, for people who love that, that'll be.
I'm not
be
scared
great.
Of the character though. It looks comical.
Oh, that's too bad.
You excited about White Boy Rick?
I would watch that.
All yeah, right. That actually looks like a better movie.
I have a question. Speaking of watching, oh, do you need to say stuff?
Not at all.
Okay. How is it that we did not watch Aerosmith do Walk This Way with Toys?
I watched it this morning.
With
right.
toys?
They did Fallon and did the toy version.
Oh. Did they do it last night?
Yeah.
Yeah, grab that. Let's do that at 9.
With Classroom Instruments.
That's great.
That's your band.
That's fantastic.
Those are
see,
your
I
boys.
I didn't see that story this morning. Yeah, the story I saw about Fallon is how he wouldn't let Norm Macdonald on because
well,
I hashtag me too. Hashtag me too. That's a new hand signal for it, by the way. Brim made that up during the break.
Oh, did
wait,
you?
What is it?
Yeah. It's hashtag me too.
All right.
That's the new, that's how you, then you don't have to say it, you just go.
So do only ladies use that?
No, boys can use it too.
Oh.
It could have happened to them.
Yeah. Oh.
Apparently it happened to Bryn because he's got a hand signal for it. I'm so sorry for your.
Oh, no, don't worry about it. It wasn't all like right. that. But I have the the Aerosmith Jimmy Fallon stuff whenever you're.
Well, we can do it now if you
sure
if you're in
you
want to.
Right. I mean, I thought just, when I saw it, I thought of you. I'm like,
no,
oh my god!
The story I saw out of Jimmy Fallon that apparently eclipsed everything else was Norm Macdonald jumping from one pile of poop to another.
Right.
What's Joe Perry doing?
He's playing some kind of ukulele or something.
Man,
what is that?
That you see the band is behind him. Boy, are they looking old.
Well, the two guys on the right have decided we're not going to dye hair.
Yeah.
The guy behind him and to the right.
Oh, boy, is that.
Joe Perry's on the left.
Yep.
Our left.
Yeah. No, I can see him. He's actually got dark hair. And then I was like, oh, those must be the other two band members.
Yep.
I recognize the drummer, but I
everybody
feel like
else
I know
looks
the bass
like a kid.
Yeah. And oh, then turn those... it up. Let's listen.
Is that a shoe shaker?
Yeah, it's a shoe shaker.
Adidas
is
getting a nice plug, aren't they?
They sure are. That's a good idea, put a little shaker in a shoe.
Well, they're having fun. Yeah, this isn't one of my favorite versions.
No, but it's fun. I love how they just crowd everybody into a room and they're all around the laptop and he's even reaching over and starting it and stopping it. It's funny. High school loser, never made it with the ladies to the boys. Told me something I missed.
All right, so here's a few things to get us started. The Apple presser was yesterday. There's 3 new phones and a new watch available. Go to apple.com for more details. They're going to be pricey, but, you know, people with
but
their
you're
Apple
gonna
stuff,
spend them.
They're going to line them. Up. Also, the new operating system update will be next week.
Okay.
Which you'll obviously avoid, and I'll do the second it's available.
Uh-huh.
I love it. I just read an article that says there's a 70% chance for an El Nino winter this year.
Which is a good winter for us.
Well,
70%
yes
chance.
And no. So an El Nino winter has a few different things that play into it. It could mean a lot of rain. Whether or not it'll get cold enough for that to be snow remains
where
to be
needs
seen.
To be.
Right. So that's one of the tough, you know, when you sort of make these El Nino predictions, we still don't know how that exactly plays out. It could mean we see a lot of storms, and it could mean great surf for me, which is why I was reading the article.
Mm-hmm.
But whether or not it'll be snow remains to be seen.
We need snow.
Right. So fingers crossed for that snow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who would do this.
Uh-oh. What'd they do?
I mean, I liked my booze, and I would... You know, drink all the booze.
Yeah. And you went to great lengths to have all the booze to
right.
make sure that you had enough to drink for the
oh,
whole
of course.
Night, sure.
Yeah, absolutely. You don't want to run out of it.
That were.
My God.
Right. Just being the guy at the keg.
The next, well, first of all, you talk to everybody, and your cup is never empty.
Mm-hmm. Thank God.
I know how to tap the keg, and I know how to fill everybody's glass. I'll just hang here.
I got this.
Yeah.
My pumping game is strong.
Yep. Anyway, the next time you hit up a hotel minibar, you're really going to want to check to make sure the seals on those bottles haven't been broken because there's a trend among people drinking the little bottles of liquor in their hotel mini fridge and then refilling them with urine. Oh. so they don't get charged. God.
It's a bad trend. Why urine? Why not just water?
Yeah, can we just put water in there?
That's a good one.
A bunch of hotels in Spain recently removed all of the minibars from their rooms after a study found this was surprisingly common.
You know, I was thinking this morning on the way in how ever since the Tylenol incident in the early 80s, like everything's plastic wrapped and it's got the safety seals and all the stuff on it. How much I'd like that to go away just from a standpoint of single-use plastic. Those are little bits of plastic that just get tossed and they blow around and they're just litter and unnecessary. And then I hear a story like this and go, no, no, we need to keep the plastic wrap. Like, that is heinous. I like that most minibars these days seem to have a weight function, as in if you lift something up, you've bought it.
Oh, yeah, but what if you're just... You walk away.
It says right there.
Like, I don't know.
Don't even pick it up if you're not gonna get it. It's all weight based or whatever that would be.
Or sensors.
Yeah, like a weight sensor, some kind of sensor.
Just be on alert.
Don't
check the seals on those little mini drinks.
I don't think I've ever drunk anything out of a mini fridge.
What?
Out of a mini bar. Because they're always like $11.
Right, you travel with your own bottles, duh.
No, I just, yeah, actually, I'll go shopping wherever I am to make sure I've got some booze. But I don't want the little nips. Like, what am I going to do with one sip of whiskey, one sip of vodka? Like, oh, no thanks.
Yeah, that's not
I need to tuck in.
That isn't my style either.
Yeah. What am I going to drink everything in that? Like, think how sick I'll be if I drink everything in the minibar.
What's the worst injury or bug your kid can come home from school with?
Oh.
Lice.
Lice comes in at number three.
Lice is, but
don't you have to clean
it's not
everything?
Dangerous.
Yeah, no.
Lice is a thing.
It's a thing for sure.
Work.
It's great when you have boys. Work, if my kids had ever come home with lice, I would have just shaved their heads. No problem.
Yeah, but what about like all of the things you would
and
have
wash
to
all their
house?
Things.
No, like, all right.
You don't have to go too, you don't have to go too crazy. People do go crazy, though.
Yeah,
I know
people
a lady
go crazy.
Her daughter came home with lice, and she did. She actually took the curtains down and had them laundered, like everything. Like, you don't have to.
Hey.
No, and you don't even have to wash.
Why do you say that?
You just don't have
to. How do you know?
Because I do know.
What
I don't
do you
know
about it?
I know
it.
People who had kids
You
with
had
lice.
The lice at your house?
Didn't have the lice. If I had had the lice, you get so paranoid because when it's going around at the school.
That's exactly what happened at my house.
You're freaking out about it.
The girls are checking each other. They're doing they got the combs.
So,
no one had it, but it was one kid had it at school.
Right.
And then it became
it's a thing.
Craziness at my
house.
It's
not dangerous. And all you have to do is take anything that came in contact with the kid and just put it in a hot dryer for however long. You don't have to go crazy. You'll be fine. And even if you do have lice, it's not the end of the world. It doesn't. In fact, they tell you at school, I think to make you feel better, the cleaner your kid's hair is, the more likely they are to get lice. They can hold on better.
Really?
That's what they tell you. I think to make you feel better.
Oh.
You're not dirty. You're too clean.
Oh.
Mm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, these are some things that your kid might come home from school with.
That you
lice
don't
was
want.
Number three. A broken heart.
Oh.
Is on the list.
Oh, that's a rough one.
I can see that. You know, I was into girls from a pretty young age and was not into them, like sort of in love into them, but... You know, later in high school, I definitely had a high school sweetheart, and that I got my first taste of jealousy and first that
ow. The physical pain that a heartbreak
I'm
can be.
I'm completely compromised here. That rat. You know, that feeling.
I like that you let it transfer into anger and that, you know, that helps.
Awful.
Yeah. Jealousy is the worst
thing. And we didn't have, I'll tell you something. I don't remember all the events surrounding it, but I remember that she gave me some line of BS about where she was going, and then it turns out that's not where she went. And we didn't have cell phones or email
stalked her?
No. So I sat there at home and ate my little heart out wondering what the hell.
Because
I couldn't get an answer out of anybody. How are you going to get
you
an
can't
answer?
Unless you actually go out and stalk.
I'm going to call her dad, Alan, and be like, Alan...
I'm sorry. Is this the boy who banged my daughter on my car?
He didn't know that I did that, but he didn't like me, so there's no way that was going to happen. So, right, you just sat there, and you know, well, I guess that's it. You sit on it.
Potsy.
I know, there's nothing you can do. It's
you
sad.
Never really got a broken heart in school, though, did you?
I got my heart broken a few times in life. Not so much in school. I didn't really have a boyfriend in school.
So weird.
Yeah.
How is that possible?
My first real boyfriend, I think I was probably like a sophomore in high school. And I just didn't really, you know, later in life, you suffer a few heartbreaks. But it's surprisingly physical pain. Like, it's not just that you're bummed. It's that you're actually, there is actual pain. You're
like, oh. That's, yeah.
Oh.
That's a.
Oh, look at your
heart.
I think
that's when I swore to myself, I'm not going to like people anymore. This is not worth it. It hurts too much. Ouch.
Mini.
I'm having a heart attack over
but
here.
It's a what else is bad to come
oh,
home
right.
With?
Sorry, I lost my list. We're,
darn it. Did you really lose it? We're just holding it.
Broken or sprained arm or leg is the top of the list. A broken heart, lice, chicken pox, strep throat is on the list. Pink eye,
mono.
Also on the list. How about a couple fast facts?
I love a fast fact. Sure thing, Vin.
The words idiot, imbecile, and moron were once actually assigned to specific IQ ranges.
Oh. Oh, really?
An idiot had an IQ under 20.
Oh.
An imbecile had one between 21 and 50. And a moron was 51 to 70.
Oh.
IQ.
I had no idea. What's the average IQ?
I'd probably be a moron.
I don't think so.
Isn't it 80s? Is it the 80s?
Is what?
The average IQ.
I don't know. I thought it was more like 100. I
Between,
had no idea.
Between 90 and 110 is considered average.
What's above 110? What's the term for one, above 110?
Just above average.
Badass.
I think you have to be over 140 or 50 to be a genius.
Yeah, 120 is superior.
Oh, superior.
Can you
wow.
look up and see Elon Musk's
IQ? Oh, yeah. Great idea.
Let's see what that is.
Yeah.
Because he sure is making a lot of mistakes lately. And it's
a bunch of articles.
It would lead you to believe that he's not as bright as we think he is.
Hmm. Well, sometimes the smartest people make just the worst. They're smart in one area. You know what I mean? Like, you're brilliant at X and you're horrible at A through
I just wish someone would pull him aside and go, dude, you're cool. You don't need to be photographed or otherwise with a spleef in your hand.
Mm.
Unless
article.
You really want to. I mean, that's the other thing. Like, maybe he did just want to
you know
smoke
what?
Up with Joe Rogan. What? I don't know.
I'd be with you except that he's the CEO of a company. You know, you can't excuse that away, Sarah.
Of several companies.
There's stocks involved and people's lives are... work lives are at stake there.
He was so, I guess, you know, they do it to raise money, but
one source says he's estimated at 155.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That's good.
That's high.
What was Albert Einstein?
Oh, this should be good.
That's just, yeah, I mean, don't we consider him to be super genius? I mean, relativity and all that.
Well, he looks that up. Only one person in history has ever been hit by an asteroid. A woman named Ann Hodges in Alabama,
really?
Was in her house in November of 1954 when a chunk of asteroid broke through her ceiling and hit her on the thigh. She's fine.
Oh, thank goodness. She's still alive?
Doesn't
Any
say.
Any superpowers?
No.
Oh, that's too bad.
Albert Einstein's IQ is?
160, along with Stephen Hawking.
Oh, boy, so 160 is crazy
They're
smart.
Both higher than your boy.
Mm. Well, you guys, they are all time, you know.
Right.
You guys want to know some celebrities with high IQs?
Sure.
It looks like Matt Damon also has a 160.
Matt
Damon.
And
really?
America's second greatest actor, only behind Tom Cruise. Ashton Kutcher has a 160.
What? No, he does not.
I'm finding these.
So
you what know, what test did he
HeavierMetal.net.
You want to know who else?
Who?
James Woods has 180.
Okay, no, he doesn't.
Okay, you're on a ridiculous site. Let's
Quentin
just move
Tarantino
on.
Quentin Tarantino has 160.
Okay.
What do you mean, okay?
I just I feel like if Stephen Hawking has a 160, then no one else
right.
is anywhere near him.
Stephen Hawking.
Pound for pound, the strongest organism on Earth is My gonorrhea.
Oh. Really?
Like a disease sickness.
Yeah.
They can pull about 100,000 times their body weight, which would be like a human pulling over 15 million pounds. Gonorrhea.
Do gonorrhea bacteria pull things?
Yeah.
What do they pull?
The cheesy discharge.
Oh.
Right through the urethra?
I don't know, man.
I never had it.
Me either, and I hope that no one I know ever does. Don't get that. Apparently, they have one drug left to fight it, and then it's over. It's over, man.
Our text number's 8. Oh, look at that. I'm out of time.
We are out.
I'll read texts after these.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.